Here we go.
Oh, he just spit up. Of course he did.
All right. I'm trying to be a parent, but well. I gotta run an errand. I promise when I'm back, I'm gonna feed my kid again. I'll go get a rag. Are you good with the shirt? I'm trying to be a parent. I'm trying to be a parent.
Mom life. Sometimes you hit the plug because that green will help you rest, yo. You know your ass be slacking when you gotta look up things on YouTube. Like, bro, how much is my baby supposed to puke?
Podcast. Baby's puking all over mom's ass. Definitely. Now welcome to the podcast. Trying to parent. And make pops laugh. Who you know got it like the king's family. Amanda
and Sean, it's the name G. Yeah. Wow, guys, welcome.
Welcome back. Is this episode 62?
I think it is.
Okay, welcome to episode 62. When we start doing these bi-weekly things, which I don't plan on consistently doing, but we have been doing lately, I tend to forget what weeks they are. What I do know is that it is St. Patrick's Day today.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Not really sure what St. Patrick's Day is all about. I'm sure it's about a saint named Patrick.
Probably something like that.
He probably enjoys drinking.
He was Irish, possibly.
I'm assuming he was Irish. And so therefore, we pour a glass to St. Patrick.
I couldn't find a Guinness, so I have a chocolate stout.
And I'm drinking essentially amaretto and orange juice.
Oh, and Keanu is drinking booby milk.
Booby milk, fresh from the tap, as always. Isn't that right, Bubby? So we've had a lot of stuff go on in the past 2 weeks, because that tends to be what happens when you don't do a podcast in a week.
Yeah, because it was funny, because last weekend we were like, not really.
There hasn't been a lot that's gone on to talk about, so.
So let me, yeah. Then this week happened, and it was like, holy cow, now there's a bunch to talk about.
So was there anything that we wanted to talk about from the previous week? Because I know a lot happened this week. We had his 2 month appointment checkup. We had
your birthday,
my birthday,
his passport appointment,
He got shots.
Yep.
Let's see. We went and hung out with our friends and their baby and their parents.
Yep.
And I feel like there's multiple other things that happened, but was there anything that happened
the previous week? My memory is trash currently. My mind is trash currently. So asking to look back that far, yeah. I don't think I'm going to have anything for you.
We will speak on that as well in the podcast. But life of a parent here. Let me go ahead and check my photos and see if we did anything last week.
I know. I was just thinking like, damn, I should have left, brought my phone up here to see. I mean, Keanu in general is just getting so much more interactive over these last couple of weeks.
Oh, we did hang out with our friends at their place before their parents.
Oh, yeah. Came. I mean, we saw them, 2 weeks in a row, I think?
Yep. We gave them a bath, and I took that super cute video of him. They put sriracha back on the shelves in our grocery store.
Yes.
Which is a pretty big deal. Not the biggest deal, because we still have about 2 bottles left.
Yeah, because
my parents had brought us down.
Yeah, Sean's mom brought it. We made her smuggle it into the car seat bag.
Yep, smuggling that sriracha into the country. It was hard to find.
It was so hard to find for a year.
And the things here, they go off the shelves, and you have no idea when they're coming back. So
we found our pretzels. The pretzels came back in the store.
Now they got a mass holding of pretzels. There's yogurt pretzels everywhere I look. Fucking up to my ears and yogurt pretzels, which is great. It's great. But now they don't have
like ground beef.
Ground beef. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Or ranch.
Or chicken wing sauce. Or like, can we just get some consistency in the things that we have the ability to buy? Since I bought those breakfast bars way back when I bought 6 boxes of them, they haven't had those again. So I went through that long drought without having those. So the luxuries of living overseas is, Can you say overseas? We just live in another country. We're not over a sea.
No. The Sea of Cortez. No. Yeah.
There's just things that, you know, you don't get the luxury of having.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes. You got to replan meals.
Yep. Like, can be weird. Can be weird. Makes you run to a couple different grocery stores, but, you know, all in good fun. So, we did go to the beach that day with him and got pretty crispy burnt.
He didn't get crispy burnt. We got crispy burnt somehow.
Yeah. Well, I know how I got crispy burnt. I was in the sun quite a bit where the umbrella was not covering me totally.
Yeah, the back, like the umbrella came to our necks and then our shoulders were just in the sun and I had some
great peeling sessions. It was always fun. I got a sty, another sty in my eye, which although it rhymes and sounds cool, it is not.
So we went and did the doctor, the medico consult on the side of the pharmacy. That was our first experience doing that. The doctor spoke English, which was super helpful because we were nowhere near Centro.
Yeah, super easy experience. You're just like
60 pesos.
You just walk and you just go in this little waiting room that's like open to the outside. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of chairs. And then they let you back in there and they're like, oh, what's wrong? And we talk for a second. He's like, okay,
here's your prescription.
We walk out of that door right around the corner, literally attached to the same building. And we go to the pharmacy and they give us the drugs. And it was, again, like 60 pesos or something?
For the doctor consult, yeah.
Oh, the doctor consult was 60 pesos. And then my prescriptions were like 15. Yeah,
like amoxicillin and eye drops. Yeah, I got
amoxicillin and some eye, not drops, eye ointment stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know why I've never gotten a sty in my life before. And
the last couple years.
Two in the last. Did I get the other one when we were down here as well? And just not do anything for it?
I don't.
Either way, I don't get a sty in your eye. They suck. It's annoying. And then started to go away. I'm like, cool. Stop taking my medicine. Stop putting stuff on my eye. Hmm. And guess what? You're right. That bitch came back.
I was like, do your eye look worse?
Yeah. She said something to me today. I'm like, yeah, I stopped taking my medicine. And she looked at me like, I know. You don't have to tell me. That's what happens. That's what I get. Are you getting the boob? So that was really all that happened last week. Keanu wants to get on the podcast. He's been very talkative and whatnot lately and just been smiling up a storm. So he did get to go hang out with his buddy, Rye, last week. Our friends are moving back to Asheville in a couple of weeks.
So we lost our friends to Thailand, and then our only other friends, we're losing them to Asheville. I know we did a high-level thing. Like they had some unfortunate events happen. Now they don't have a car, and they, you know, it's just one thing after another, and it's just like kind of burnt them out.
And they came down here to do what they wanted to do, which was have a baby.
And now they want more of a home base. Location. They still want to do some traveling, but nothing permanent. But they just want to have a home base in Asheville. And so
they spent a lot of time in Asheville. I think that's where they met.
Yeah, I think so.
So back to Asheville, where they got a 2-bedroom, $1,800 a month apartment, which
I think it's $1,600 for a 2-bedroom.
I think it's $1,800.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, Asheville's a very nice place. Just expensive. That's where our headquarters for our insurance company is.
Yeah, you're going there.
Yeah, I'll actually be going to Asheville at the beginning of April. So I'm going to check it out firsthand.
They won't be there yet, but unfortunately.
Start over to Knoxville. So let's see what else happened. Let's start with the beginning of this past week, which was, I think, him going and getting his new combine measurements, right?
Yes. So Monday was his 2-month checkup.
Which means the draft is approaching very quickly. So we had to go get his new measurements.
he's doing pretty good. He's still kind of a skinny guy, but he's a tall guy. He grew. So from birth to month, his first month checkup, he only grew 3 ounces. From first month to second month, he grew 1 pound, 5 ounces. And from, he grew 1 centimeter the first month, and then he grew 5 centimeters the second month, which is basically 2 inches. So yeah. This, I'm like, because I was like, everyone talks about cluster feeding and only lasts a couple days or like, you know, 1 week. I'm like, this motherfucker cluster fed the whole month because he grew 2 inches.
Yeah, like, his bones are growing. So
maybe that's why he was so fussy.
Yep.
Ow.
He's getting knee pain and stuff. He's like, bones are growing so fast. 2 inches. 2 inches in a month is...
Is that a lot for a teenager to grow?
Yeah, I mean, I grew like 6 inches over a summer, essentially.
And Jesus. It
fucking ruined my body between like 7th and 8th grade. So, yeah, 2 inches in a month seems like a lot.
Yeah.
So, as you guys can see, starting to fill out a bit, getting long and lengthy. I'm telling you, his legs are so strong. So he can strong. Essentially stand up.
Yeah.
Like, he's 2 months old, and yet, I mean, we've already talked about this, but head control, like a motherfucker. Like, his head compared to our friends, their baby, who is essentially a sloth. Like, he does everything in slow motion, which is really funny. I know,
it is funny. I'm like, God, Keanu got to be so quick to do things because he's so fucking fast.
And I was like, jab, 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 jab.
Their baby's just like, nope.
Their baby is also like 4 pounds heavier than Keanu. And he was born a week early. A month early.
Yeah, he was born 4 weeks early, and he weighs...
He's almost...
Almost 4 pounds more than Keanu is right now, and he was a month early. Holy shit.
Imagine that. So, big baby. Takes him a lot to move because there's a lot he's moving. He's got a big head, too. Runs in his family. So, he just... is a slow mover, which means he's not burning a whole lot of calories. He's a very Michelin man shaped baby, which is super cute. Most people like to see big, you know, chunky babies. And that's him for sure. But calories is not something that he burns. Now, Keanu, on the other hand, he moves like...
He's working on his jabs.
Yeah.
His quick jabs.
Constantly moving, throwing leg kicks and stuff, standing up, got him doing squats and stuff. His legs are super strong.
Okay.
So, things are going well for him. Probably going to start him on some push-ups here soon. He's done doing tummy time and able to crawl and whatnot on his tummy, essentially on tummy time.
He likes to arm and crawl, like his legs. Yeah. He pushes his legs. Like, he'll move. Like, if you don't...
Yeah, it's not really that he's moving with his arms moving him. It's his legs. If he gets a little grip on something with his toes, he can just, like, push himself forward.
Yeah.
Stand himself up, whatever it is.
It's quite impressive. I don't know how... I don't know what he is comparative to other 2 month old, but I feel like he's
the one other 2 month old in our life.
The only other one I know.
Doesn't move.
I don't have much to compare to, but that I see in person, anyways. Obviously, his cousin is only a couple weeks older.
Yeah, what are his stats like? What's he doing?
I don't know. I need to ask.
Like, to have baby Olympics and. Maybe we'll compare with, bring Steve's baby over. He's a little bit younger than our baby.
Yeah, but apparently he's very tall as well.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he said he's like 25 inches. Wow. Keanu's 23.
Wow, 25. And he's younger than Keanu.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Keanu's only in the 85th percentile. But again, I probably wasn't in a big percentile when I was young. And then I caught, you know, a good amount of inches between 7th and 8th grade. So,
I mean, my family is tall. Your family is tall. So, I would be very surprised if he's under 6'3".
Yeah. And if you compare, like, we compare baby's feet and hands to our friend's baby, and Keanu's feet are way bigger than his. And
so much longer.
Are way longer. Yeah, his
fingers.
Yeah, he's just... His stuff is long. So, good signs. Good signs.
Does this Sorry, guys. A little I'm closer to you? I'm just trying to drink my beer while
breastfeeding a baby. And
reaching across everything. I got a cord. Yep. So if there's a lot of breaking noises because I'm uncoordinated. Speaking of uncoordination, so that was Monday. Tuesday.
What do we do Tuesday?
Let's see, you were working some of the day. I was talking to Brian, and then your mom made dinner. So it was like 6:30. We're all downstairs. I'm just like getting ready to hang up the phone, and then the power goes out.
Oh yeah, the power goes out. That's right, because Wednesday, this was Tuesday that the power goes out. Wednesday is my birthday. And so we're like, ah, damn. Because you guys know if you listen to this show, power's gone out a few times here. Yeah. And you're like, damn, power's gone out. Sometimes it's for, 30 minutes. Sometimes it's for 3 hours. Sometimes it's for 6 hours. It hasn't been a long stretch like that at this house yet.
No.
But we had that before. And so the power goes out.
The power goes out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well,
it's just starting to get dark, too.
Yeah, so it's 6:40, I think. We just started to eat dinner. And so we walk out, I walk outside with the baby. I see a woman that works here in the complex walking around. So I'm like, okay, so it must be our street or something because there's another lady outside. And she's, on a walkie-talkie or something like that. So I'm like, okay, so that, it's clearly not just us because the lady that works here is only, a couple houses down. So I go back inside and then I go back outside and then the lady's walking by her house and I'm like, I said something like, otro houses no tiene luz, do the other houses not have light? And so she looked at our meter and she's like, necesita pagar la cuenta. And I'm like,
pay your bill.
Yeah, you need to pay the bill. But she's like, but there's 6 other houses that also don't have power. And I was like, wait, I need to pay the bill? Because I'm like, I fucking already did that last week. I paid the bill last week. And so she's like, yeah, pointed at the meter. It's blinking red. She's like, you need to pay the bill. I'm flabbergasted. I'm so confused. I'm like, there has to be some translation going on here that's not making sense. Because I very distinctly remember going on the app and the app not going or not working. It wouldn't take the cards. I tried the cards, both cards, multiple times. And then so I went online to do it and entered the card in there. And I could have swore it said it went through.
Did you end up checking to see if we got charged?
No, because it would have came out of the Mexican bank account. And I never opened that one. But I guess I could have done that.
Because if they fucking made us pay twice for our power.
No, we wouldn't have enough pesos in there because it was 5,000 pesos. There's no way I would have had that many pesos in there. I don't keep that much in there.
You're saying, okay, back when you tried to charge, okay.
Yeah, I generally transfer the funds into our Mexican bank account as I'm paying the bill. So there's only a couple thousand buffer in there. I don't think our account can be under 1,000 pesos, but I never keep 20,000 in there. It's always just enough to pay the bills.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the fact that there was enough to pay the bill in there, I was like, that motherfucker must not have went through. It cannot go through. So I was like, oh no.
So it's getting dark and I mean, you didn't find this out right away.
Yeah. So it was 7:30 at this point where I went back outside, talked to the lady. So at this point we have string lights going on. I'm trying to hotspot online to pay the bill. And it kept airing. It kept saying, your internet connection isn't good enough for the payment to go through. So I'm like, fuck it. We got to go to Shadrawi, the grocery store. So then we went to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, the grocery store.
So then we stand in line. I tried to pay it with our U.S. Capital One card first because I know there's more money in there. So we had 200 pesos short. So we don't have service in the grocery store. So I was like,
don't have service in the grocery store.
So just in case they don't take this card. I just want to make sure we have enough. So we're 200 pesos short. So I go and I add 1,500 pesos onto our Mexican account. Luckily you can wire transfer super instant here. So I was like, okay. So then I go try to pay with our US card. It breaks their system.
Shuts their machines down.
It shuts the whole thing down. They're like, was this credit? And I was like, yeah, here it runs as credit. And they're like, oh no, you can only pay with debit. And then, so they had to shut off the whole entire system and wait for it to reboot.
We stood at the cash register. It's just like at a grocery store line. Like we're like, you know, you're on the belt and we're standing there trying to pay for this. And there's people behind us who have all their groceries loaded like onto
young
the belt
children there
with little kids. It's, you know, getting later at night. We stood at that point with them at the register doing this. By the time they got it all handled, it was like, I'm pretty sure it was 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine standing somewhere trying to get this figured out for almost 30 minutes, like 22. We're literally just standing there. We're like, holy fuck, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
And so they end up getting like all their stuff.
They get like bring a different card reader.
Yeah.
Somehow enter it in the system. I don't know.
They boot it back up. We pay for it. We're like, oh my God, that took so long.
So then I message our landlord. I'm like, hey, do you know how long it takes to turn the power back on? Like, I could have swore I paid it, but apparently I did it and our power's off. And so she was like, okay, well, let me message the company or whatever.
Which is crazy around here. People just message people.
I know. What, like, the use of WhatsApp, like, is just mind-blowing to
like
me.
7:45, 8 at night or something like that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'll just message the company. I'll just message the people over there. And she gets in contact with them.
She, like, responds right away.
Yeah, it's wild. I do like that about this. But she comes back and says, what they said, 1 to 3 days?
Yeah.
And she's like, I told them
that
you have a brand new baby. So as soon as they could get it back on, you know, that would be great. Like 1 to 3 days. Holy fuck. All right. So we're not staying at our place then tonight because
it's like almost 90 outside again during the day. Mm-hmm. So it's just fucking hot here.
And it was not one of those cool nights. So we start looking places up, hotels that we can go and stay at.
It's almost 9 o'clock at night at this point.
Yeah,
we're
getting
looking for same
getting
night.
Close to night. Getting close to 9. And so we're like, all right, let's, you know, figure out where we can go. Amanda had a place. I had a place. We're looking up a few things. We're like, what's super cheap that, you know, all four of us can go to? My mom, me, Amanda, and the baby. And find this pretty good looking place and, you know, pretty affordable. We're like, all right, well, it's between this place and this place. I'm like, this place looks pretty good. Like, let's book this. It shows two different rooms. Your mom can have her own room and be separate. So if the baby's waking up, like, not mm-hmm. going to be keeping her awake, and we can have our own spot. And awesome. Okay. So we book it. It's like, I don't know. Was it like $63 or something like that?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that.
$63. So we're like, cool. We get in the car, pack everything up, get in the car, drive over there, end up finding out that it's right on 5th Street.
Yeah, 5th Ave. It's above a restaurant.
5th Ave is the street. 5th Ave is, you know.
That's why you come to Playa.
Yeah, it's 5th
Ave.
It's popping. That's where all the stuff is. If you've ever been to Playa and you walked on where everybody's trying to sell you drugs and the bars and the loud music, it's all on 5th Ave. Didn't say anything about it being on 5th Ave.
Look at the map because we're cranky, it's hot, it's pitch black outside. We have a few string lights
basically
for light.
Pitch black inside.
Yeah.
Our phones don't work that great. Not
without Wi-Fi.
Not in our place. They work great, you know, outside of the place. If we were just walking around, like, out and about in Playa.
Concrete walls, the service doesn't work great in here.
But they don't work great in the place. So we're like looking, we're like, all right, this works. Like, this works. All right, let's split this. So we drive over there, find out it's boom, right on 5th.
No parking.
So we have to go park somewhere.
Blocks away at a paid parking center across the street from the grocery store that we used to go to. It's like, oh my God.
So we head on over there and we get the key, which is in a lockbox. There's no elevator or anything. So we have to carry the stroller up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the room and we open it. And first thing I notice is,
the smell.
That's not a good smell. Like, well, Not only is that not a good smell, but this is not the fucking room.
From the pictures.
From the pictures. Not even close.
No.
Not even a resemblance of the same room.
So they had a room with a kitchenette, and that was the room from the pictures, like the separate bedroom. Like, so it was basically just a regular hotel room with two beds in one giant space.
But like a very underwhelming hotel
room. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. I was like, shit.
Fuck. All right. Well, this sucks. Good way to kind of enter into my birthday. I wanted to get a nice night of sleep.
I felt so fucking bad. I'm like, oh, happy birthday, Sean. I got our power fucking shut off and we end up at a hotel on Fifth Ave.
Not a great
that hotel. Smells. We have one room. Yeah, I was like, I felt like,
all right, let's check out these beds. Beds hard.
Great pretty, for pretty co-sleeping.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ended up getting pretty good sleep on it, and luckily the room had AC. The AC worked well, and so it got pretty cold in there. So mm-hmm. got some pretty reasonable sleep. But the next day, I was like, oh, man, I got some stuff to do. I have some work to do, appointments, a few little things to do for my birthday as far as work-wise goes. So woke up fairly early. One nice bonus about the place was it offered us free breakfast. Not at our place.
Yeah, we had to walk a few blocks down the opposite direction of our car to another hotel, a much nicer hotel.
Which wasn't a big deal.
No.
But we ended up getting free breakfast. It was a little something nice, little eggs, little beans, little toast.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good little free breakfast. Got some juice, coffee. It was nice. So then we're like, all right, let's pack it up. Let's head back to the house and check if the power's on. And make sure Nina's alive, hasn't sweated to death. She was good when we got there. So we get back, power's not on.
No, so I messaged the landlord again. I'm like, hey, just wanted to let you know it's not on yet. And she's like, okay, let me message him and follow up.
And
it's
that
like
was
9:30.
Yeah, between 9:30 and 10 o'clock that we ended up getting back. And it's toasty.
So we're all standing outside the house.
Yeah. The house inside gets warm pretty quick. Oftentimes, I see why people have their windows open, because if you get any sort of crossbees or anything, just these cement places can get pretty warm if they're already warm. It's like an oven. Keep it warm in here if it's already warm, or if it's cool, you can keep it fairly cool if you shut everything in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was warm. So we're sitting there. We're like, holy shit, it's warm. Like, let's go outside. Let's reach back out to her. I had an appointment coming up with this girl. I'm like, all right, well, crap. I'm supposed to call this girl here soon. Let me bring my laptop outside and try and get on and
hotspot
and figure this all out. At that point, we hadn't left to go back anywhere, right?
No.
The guy came by.
Yeah. So the guy came up on like a little moped, and he's like, no tiene luz. And I was like, nope. And he's like, okay. Doop, doop, doop. Touches the thing. 45 seconds later, he's like, okay, listo. And then hops on his bike and goes away, and our power's back on.
Power's back on. So we're like, all right, we're cooking with something here. Because the idea was like, all right, well, we're going to go to the mall or something. Like, we're going to go someplace else.
Yeah, because we're like, we can't fucking AC. Stay here.
Definitely can't have Keanu staying here. Yeah. His little fan had died, I think. And obviously, no power means no thing charging. So, like, all right, we got to get out of here. Electricity turns back on. I'm like, all right, well, let's still go out and do some shit. Like, let's get away. It's my birthday, so let's go do something. Just don't want to sit in the house now, even though electricity's on.
Yeah, we already had the mindset of like, okay, well, let's just go somewhere. Like, cancel interviews, cancel the meetings. Like,
yep.
We don't have power. Let someone else take care of it. It's your birthday. Let's get out of the house. So maybe it was a good thing because we were able to go out and about for your birthday.
I would have canceled that stuff anyways.
Oh.
But, yeah, so showered up real quick and then went to the French bakery place that we had gone before.
Oh, yeah.
We had previously mentioned when we met that doula that we were kind of interviewing that ended up lying about the nail in her tire like a crazy person. So we went there with my mom and Keanu and got a couple. It was kind of late. I think we got there at like
11.
I think it was like 11:30. Yeah, between 11:30 and noonish. Yeah. And, you know, you don't get to a fresh bakery pastry place in the mid of the afternoon
because all the croissants were gone.
All the really good stuff is gone. But there was a nice little spread of things that they still had, so we got like four different things. And
did you eat that muffin?
I did, and it was the worst of the things that we got.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, that's why I didn't save you any. I started eating, I was like, this is a disappointment. It was such a soft muffin. It looked like it was going to be so good. The other things we got, though, like a key lime cake.
I didn't really like that one.
No, I like that. You're not really a big lime fan, though. Mm-hmm. And then we got that bagel thing.
I don't know what it
was. It wasn't a bagel. But
no, it looked like a bagel, but it had almond whipped cream.
Whipped spread.
Like mousse.
Yeah, mousse in it.
Oh, that one
was pretty freaking
favorite.
Good. And then the carrot cake. It was pretty good as well. Mm-hmm. And then you had a really good coffee. Mm-hmm. But the croissants there are fuego.
The money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hung out there for a little bit, had the coffee, had the little treats, and then decided like, hey, let's go over. Well, we were going to go to the mall. Let's go over the mall anyways mm-hmm. and just do some walking around in there. And I guess it's kind of like the outside mall.
Yeah, over by the ferry and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we ended up going over there, finding some parking, put Keanu in his stroller, and which is so funny. You walk around that outside mall area, and it's all like
cobblestone
ground. And so Keanu is just like being shaken like a crazy person. And yet, that's when he finds his solace. He's like, this is nice. This is
I'm getting
relaxing and comfortable.
Now.
Yeah, I can close my eyes and relax, which is so funny because it's literally like an earthquake is happening. We're running him
I
over
was like,
these rocks.
Is this damaging his brain? Is this shaken baby syndrome? Like, no.
Yeah, either it is and he's losing. He's like, I can't keep my eyes open because this is sending me into some sort of.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
I don't think it is. Because just like anything, he doesn't do well, sleep well or anything in his little stroller when yeah. we're on just like smooth surfaces. He likes to be like rocked. And anytime we go yeah. into bumpy things, he's like, oh, this is familiar because every time we drive around, there's
the
no
roads
like
are
smooth
shit.
Roads out here. It's all getting bumped and thrown and all yeah. that stuff. So I think he likes that.
That's funny.
We ended up going into some different shops and went into Old Navy and Mimi bought him a little, his first little bathing suit outfit, which doesn't fit him yet.
No.
But it will fit him soon. So he'll have a nice little first swim trunks and long sleeve water shirt. I can throw him in the water.
Yeah. And then.
What else do we do after that?
And then we went to the sports bar. We went to Wing Army.
That's right.
Had a couple beers and some wings and some fries, and then that was like at 3:30, so we were there for just a little bit. We were gonna go to we did go to a really good seafood restaurant. Mimi was gonna watch Keanu so Sean and I could just go to dinner for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was this place that we had been wanting to go to that had really good ratings.
El Pirata.
Yeah, El Pirata. It's a little, I don't want to say it's a hole in the wall. It was kind of a hole in the wall.
Yeah. It's like a fish market. They have like the, you know, catch of the day and things like that. They come bring you the fish on the platter. You can pick which one and all that stuff.
So we went there and got seated right away. And the guy gave us some suggestions on what to get. And so I got this lovely garlic shrimp dish along with, we got some, mixto ceviche. Mm-hmm. Which was tasty. And Amanda decided to get full fish.
Yep, I got the fried red snapper. With garlic butter sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. And all of our food was delicious.
Yep.
It was fantastic. And then,
I
think mine was like $2.70.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had $1,000 because it's a cash only place. We're like, all right, well, we've got cash.
We had 1,000 pesos.
We had 1,020, I think.
Yeah, 1,020
pesos. We're like, all right, mine's 270. The fucking
ceviche
was like
220,
240 or something like that.
I had a beer that was 55.
Yeah, I had a lemonade. So we're talking about maybe 100 between those. So we're sitting at like 550 or 600 between all of those. Yeah. No, maybe probably between six and 700. Probably 650 between all of that stuff. Hmm. Like, all right, man, you're just probably going to be like maybe 400 pesos or something
which
like that.
Which it would be a lot.
Yeah, that would still be a lot. Like, you know, this is what we got. So they bring us the bill and we're like,
what the fuck is this? My fish was 85 pesos?
What?
Dude, my fish was $40 US.
Crazy.
Holy shit.
What's super funny is this couple had come down and sat next to us. They were visiting. They were from
Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. No, that wasn't them.
Yeah.
They were from
that was the other place. Couple. That's right. They're from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Jeez.
And so just this nice white couple, as I'm sure you can imagine them being from Wisconsin. And we like get our bill and they're sitting next to us.
Because they were like asking us like suggestions.
If you guys are looking for something, like what we got was really good. This was before we got the check. And then the check comes over and we're just like talking to each other. I mean, they're sitting right next to us. And we're just talking to each other like, holy, what the fuck? Like, we don't have enough. What are we going to do? Let's make a run for it. No, that's probably not a good idea. No, didn't suggest that or didn't think that. Because the wait staff was really nice.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I guess I will go.
We were 200 pesos short. Literally.
Without tip.
Without tip. And I'm like, fuck. So we're looking up ATMs on the map and like the ones that are right around our area have like one star, like 14 one
this
star
fucking
reviews.
ATM will just take your money, like charge you and take your money and not fucking give it back. And you're like, all right, I'm not going there.
Yeah, so we're like, fuck, where's the CI Bank go? So it's like, I don't know, a mile away or something. So it's like something you have to drive to.
Go get in the car, drive over there. But the couple was like, oh, that doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, like, I was like, hey, by the way, I know I just suggested this fried fish and I said it was really good, but just expect it to be around $40.
And they're like, oh, that seems, you know, seems pretty reasonable, right?
I'm like, not here when my burritos cost $7.
Yeah, not for us. So,
oh my God.
Cool.
I felt so bad.
So that, yeah, then I had to.
I made Sean, go fucking drive to the ATM on his birthday after I just made him sleep in a hotel the night before.
Go to the ATM, get the cash, came back, we paid for it, it was all good. Came back home. And then, did we have sex?
We did. We did it for the first time since we had the baby.
Yeah, we had tried previously, I think,
at
the
6 weeks.
6 week mark. It just wasn't there yet.
No, I wasn't ready.
So
we tried and I was like, no.
So, yep. Had some nice, sexy time, which was, you know.
Nice.
Yep. Something that she owed me after putting me through that on my birthday.
I know. I was like, here, what do you want?
No, but that was.
Do you want it over here? Do you want it over there? Do you want it?
Anything could happen.
Hey.
So that was, you know, that was a nice way to end the night and my birthday. And she had got me some balloons.
I hit them in the laundry room.
Yeah. Surprised they didn't explode from the heat.
I know. I thought about that.
That might have zapped some of the helium in there because maybe like, I think they were good for maybe 2 days and then the helium and you just start seeing them, fall down. And you're like, oh man, these poor balloons. Maybe they use an aftermarket helium.
Maybe.
Aftermarket NOS.
So that was Wednesday night.
That was Wednesday.
And then his passport appointment was Saturday morning, was yesterday morning.
Yeah, so Thursday, nothing really happened. I don't think Friday, I don't really think we did anything. No.
Oh, I got a shot. So I was like, I woke up early 2 days in a row. Okay, so Friday morning, I went and got his Keanu's 2 month shots. The first time we went to the general hospital, like the normal general hospital, kind of by our old apartment, and that one is the one that you had to get there at like 7 a.m. and then wait and all that stuff. So this hospital, so there's a general hospital that's right by our house. It's also mixed with an IMSS, which I believe is their social security office or something similar to
right across from my when it got my little eye looked at.
Yeah, and right across from our our grocery store that we go to. So it's literally right around the corner. So Sean and I go there at 7:15, 7:30-ish. And the guy is like, oh, no, shots don't start until 11 a.m. here. And I'm like, okay, well, the other hospital is at 8 a.m. So, you know, I thought I was getting here early. And we're like, okay, 11 a.m., sure. So Sean's like, well, I have a call at that time, so I can't go with you. So his mom came. So we left the house at like 10:30. We get there, I mean, 10:35, really.
Yeah.
And there's two people in front of us, but this one is completely different. They don't take you back into another room. It's literally a foldy table.
This is where everybody goes. All the like,
yeah.
It's where all the Mexicans go. It's the
General Hospital. They're free because to get his shots in his pediatrician's office was $300 US, 5,000 pesos. And I was like, no thanks. I'll go stand in line for free, even if I have to wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's enough for me, dog.
Yeah. Which Keanu and I normally don't wake up until 8:15, so getting up at 6 is a big deal because that's normally when we go back to sleep to get my third chunk. So I was like, okay.
Thank you.
So we went back, and there's only two people in front of us, and this table in the lobby, she's sitting there with a little tiny, tiny cooler, and apparently that's where all the vaccines are, and we're like, is this real life right now? Real easy, but so when he got his shots, all the people were like crowding around us and like, oh, pobrecito, oh, que hermoso, ay, precioso. Because he starts screaming when the shot is being done, and I can't look because I cried the first shots he had because I looked. And so I'm just holding his leg and his arm for her, and he's screaming, and it makes me feel so bad. But he did really good. And
then he was like, I think kind of exhausted for the rest of the day. I mean, that night.
He slept for like almost 6 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. He slept really good. And then he slept a lot the following day. So yesterday. But yes. So we leave on Thursday to go to the U.S. and we still didn't have his Mexican passport. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to. Maybe we'll go on Sunday. But you can only book like 1 to 2 days out. So, or at least the last time I tried to book, you could only book 1 to 2 days out. So I went through the online thing on WhatsApp, answered his questions, put in his information, and they were like, okay, well, you have tomorrow, no Sunday. And, well, the next one was Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And I was like, we leave Thursday. So if something happens, there's fucking no way we can do it on Tuesday. I'm sure we could have gotten back in with the U.S. passport and his birth certificate, but it's so much easier if you have the proper documentation. Oh, God, he's so sweaty on me. My arm.
Sorry, puppy. Well, we're almost finished with all of our stories.
All of our stories. So then, oh, my God. Here's just another fuck up Amanda moment. So I thought I had all of our paperwork, everything. I was like, great. We're going to be good. We get there. Like, our appointment's at 8:40 in the morning. We left at like 7:15 here to drive to Cancun to the SRE office.
Got there. Plenty of time.
Yeah. Plenty of time. No rush. We start standing in line at like 8:27. We go up. She tells us that So I had a copy of Sean and I's passports on the same paper, and she was like, no, I can't accept that. So I had a separate copy of my resident card front and back, but I didn't have it for Sean because I was like, okay, well, we have the passport pictures. Like, that should be fine. So she's like, I can't accept this, so I need his ID front and back. So she's like, you need to go make a copy. She said something about outside by the light, and then so I take out my phone and I open the map, and I'm like, can you tell me where? And then the other girl walked up, and then they were just like, nope, we can't tell you where, but you have to be back in 10 minutes. And I'm like, what kind of fucking malarkey is this?
Yeah, they were trying to pull some shit. I think that one girl was going to tell us. She had kind of given us like
a little bit of direction.
Oh, it's over here. And then the lady walked up. She's like, we cannot tell you nothing. Like, you want us to go do this, but you can't tell me.
And I'm like telling her, like, I don't, you know, like, no entiendo las... like palabras, like I don't know the words I don't understand your words. Like, I don't know what, I'm like, ¿dónde puedo hacer un copia? And they were like, no puedo decir. And I'm like, you can't say? What the fuck? So we walk out of line and I'm literally like, I have no idea what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to ask. And then you saw a lady with a paper in her hand.
Yeah, I remember those people had left out the door, like, that were doing the same thing. They were at the counter for a minute and then they left. And I'm like, huh. They didn't go back for their meeting, so they must have forgotten something as well.
Yeah.
And I saw them walking back in, and I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Did you have to go make a copy?
Yeah. And then so she kind of described the best that she could. And I'm like, okay, you stay here with the baby. I'm going to run. So I, like, run outside because it's in this giant shopping mall. And I run outside the mall, and then I'm, like, looking across the street, and I'm like, okay, I see the sign that she said. I have to run across the street. There's, like, the stoplight doesn't change at all. They're also like
10 minutes.
Yeah, be back in 10 minutes. I'm like,
where am I going? I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I found it and then made the copy. I run back and then we're going through the rest of the paperwork and she's like, oh, you also don't have this, which is like some ID number, kind of like a social from our ID card.
Sorry, guys.
That I had to go on the website and print.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then so I'm like, you couldn't have looked through all this the first time. And so I'm like, algo más. And she starts laughing. She's like, no, 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 lo siento, es final. Like, that's it. This is the end. I need this and this.
We had, like, the passports scanned. And she's like, oh, you know, I need his ID. And we're like, oh, here you go. It's like, it's on the same page. Like, Amanda had scanned both of our passports onto the same page. You gave me some bullshit reader. You're like, oh, try to save paper. I'm like, there's one more piece of paper. Come on.
I was just like, I don't know. It's Mexico. Should have figured.
Can't we just, like, rip it in half and so you can have mine and it'll be on its own sheet of papers? No. Like, fuck. All right. So,
yeah.
To go back, get the.
Yeah. So then I ran over there a second time. The guy's laughing. He's like, you need your clave, don't you? Or your whatever. And I was like, yes. And he's like, okay, so he's like, give me your IDs. And he started making jokes about Sean's name, like Michael Jackson. And I was like, it's Mikael. And he's like, Mikael Jackson. Like,
what did he say? He was like, Sean. He was like, Sean Michael.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's Mikael. And he's like Mikael Jackson?
Yeah. And I was like, no, Michael.
No, it would be Michael Jackson, but said, we're close.
Close enough. He was such a nice guy, and I was just kind of chit-chatting with him.
And luckily, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, because the second time I went, I had to fill out another form, correct? Like, I had to correct an emergency contact, so I had all of our papers out, because I was copying the information from the old one. Well, apparently, I took out Keanu's vaccination booklet, which we didn't even need, but I brought it just in case, and I left it in his fucking office. And so he closed his shop and walked it back into the mall and knocked on the glass behind us and had it in his hand. And I was just looked at him like, I'm so sorry. I'm sweating. Like, I have sweat going down my shins. Yeah, and the air, right, because they didn't have fucking air on in there.
Air on.
I just ran twice. I ran a mile and a half between going back and forth those offices.
They didn't allow you to bring water.
Yeah, you couldn't bring fucking water in the office.
Or food. And it was just like a lounge area, but they're like, no water. You're like, you're at a place where a bunch of people are bringing babies and stuff. Women are breastfeeding. Like, these are all new moms. And you guys are like, no water.
No water.
No liquid. It's just like, Jesus.
Yeah. It was just so, I'm really thankful that they let us go back and forth. They were not busy at all because our friends, they told our friends that they couldn't go and make copies and they just had to come back another day. So I'm really thankful that, I think because we didn't speak Spanish, they knew, like, if they told us to come back, I wouldn't, I like, understand anyways. So I was just like, I can print at the place for copies. And she was like, yeah, because she didn't give me a time frame the second time. Because she probably saw how sweaty I was and I fucking was running around outside like a wild animal.
She's like, you got 3 more minutes.
Yeah. Oh my God. We finally got it, though. We fucking got it.
And the passport, they were like, and okay, we'll do this, this, and that. And then you'll get this passport in like an hour. So, like, Okay.
Sean had a call at 12:30, so we were trying to make sure that we were back before then.
Yeah, and I ended up, it ended up being quicker than that. Got to be quicker than that, and they were. So we got his passport, and everything was good. We headed back home.
I gave them the copy of his birth certificate that cost $200 because it had the apostille on it, and my dumbass. That's the one I made a copy of, and that's the one I brought. So not the free one. I gave them the $200 one.
And they're like, we got to keep this.
They're like, do you have another one? Because we have to keep this. And I'm like, nope. I will deal with it later if I ever need it again. Just please don't make me go home.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff happened. And that was on Saturday.
That was Saturday. And then we went in to the market.
Yeah, that's right. That was Saturday morning. And then we went to this little local market by our friends who are leaving their place in this little park and ate some little snacky snacks. And they came down from their apartment because, again, it's like literally right across the street from their apartment. So they came down with their parents.
Who are visiting.
Yeah, who are visiting. And we kind of chit-chatted for a little bit. Then we went back up to their place, hung out up at their rooftop pool, had some drinks, some more little snacks, just kind of shot the shit with them, my mom, the babies, and us, and kind of ended up our Saturday that way. Now we're here talking to you guys.
And I dropped a 5-gallon water bottle on my foot.
Yeah, then we went grocery shopping this morning. We had to go fill up our 5-gallon jugs. And
open the back door and it just land right on the top of my foot.
And
I'm on a roll this week, you guys.
Smashed open and
lost half the water in there.
Lost half the water and luckily didn't damage her foot too bad. She's still walking and everything pretty well, but real.
Real on top of it this week. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I'm not even. Maybe it's because we got up early 2 days. I have no idea. Yeah. I'm fucking up so stupid this week.
She's just been all over the place. But, you know, we head out to Arizona on Thursday. So get to see some people.
Not be recording next weekend.
Yeah, there will be no recording next weekend. So just keeping it consistent with what we've been doing. And we're going to hit some sushi. We're going to see some friends. We're going to try and mend some wounds.
Hopefully.
No, that's not going to happen.
I upset Keanu.
He's like, that upsetting. Yeah, going to show our little man off to everybody and get them to meet him for the first time. So as he starts to get upset, he's like, hey, guys, you're at the 53-minute mark. It's time to shut this thing down.
He said, Mommy, you're sweaty.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and leave it at that, but
it's been real time. You guys. Thanks for listening to us ramble.
Until Nina's dreaming and she's that's super loud. All right, goodbye, guys. Say bye, Keanu.
Welcome that's to what our life.
All right, peace. Love you, baby.